HB 477, sponsored by Republican Representative John Dugal, will become law immediately following a signature from Governor Gary Herbert, who hasn't taken a formal position on the bill. Senate sponsor Lyle Hilliard said Friday that times have changed since the Government Records Access and Management Act was passed 20 years ago. He said there's no longer just a paper trail of communication that the public can track.
We've struggled in this legislature to have our bills drafted timely, fiscal analyst work done, and then to have mounted on that voluminous requests that we've received here as this body. Over 10 have been received since the session started of grandma requests.
The bill removes some forms of electronic communication from grandma, like text messages and voicemail. It increases fees for requests that are considered voluminous or burdensome and protects some records. The bill cleared the House on Thursday, just a day after it was unveiled, and flew through the Senate on Friday. Senator Gene Davis was the only Senate Democrat who supported the measure. He says he voted for the bill with the assurance that it wasn't the end, but only the beginning of the open records discussion.
Open and transparent government is very, very important, not only to the public, but I believe it is to all of us elected officials. And we aren't trying to shut off information. We're just trying to make sure that certain information or certain texts that might be of a very private nature aren't part of that public record.
In an age of electronic communication, he says there needs to be a clear-cut determination of what a grammar record is. However, media outlets have noted that private information is already not subject to disclosure under current law. Lorna Rosenstein gave one of many public testimonies against the bill about an hour before it passed the Senate. She told the committee it shuts her out of the process she's become familiar with over the years by making grammar requests for research on fluoride.
It shuts me out of requiring accountability of my state and government agencies. It allows for a mechanism for them to not talk about what is important to me. I think they've just made a loophole, another loophole, that makes it so all these decisions can be made without the public process.
Senator Chris Butters was the only Republican in either body to oppose the bill's passage, saying he disagreed with how quickly it moved through the legislature. He says he doesn't like this type of thing at the end of the session.
I've seen it before. I hate it. If this is such a good thing, then to let it be aired and have some time shouldn't be a problem. The way it's being processed creates problems and doubts in people's mind as if it was so clean and good. Why did it have to pass in that period of time?
Lawmakers say they'll be back during the interim session to talk about the issue. The bill passed the Senate on a 21-7 vote. HB 477 drew a sharply worded editorial from the Salt Lake Tribune, which appealed to Governor Gary Herbert to wield his veto power or else, quote, be revealed as a political hack who is more concerned about preserving his own viability than, quote, doing the people's business in the light of day. However, since the bill passed with more than two-thirds of both the House and Senate supporting it, lawmakers could easily override the governor's veto. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.